Prime Minister Anthony Albanese eyes more gun control for law-abiding Australians after Bondi Beach terrorist attack. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 16, 2025. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese made clear he is eyeing more gun controls for Australians after two terrorists attacked at Bondi Beach, killing at least 15. The restrictions would not impact the two terrorists, one of whom is deceased and the second is in a coma after being severely wounded by police. The New York Times quoted Albanese speaking Monday, saying, "The government is prepared to take whatever action is necessary." The oldest of the two terrorists, a Syria-born 50-year-old male, had complied with Australian gun laws and legally owned six firearms. Now, the Australian government will consider measures including a limit on the number of firearms a person can own and a ban on gun licenses for non-citizens. Albanese also suggested the possibility that the government may set up certain durations for gun licenses to be reviewed in order to be sure those holding them have not become radicalized. NPR noted that other gun controls on the table include ways to speed up the establishment of a national firearms register and changing import policies so as to bar items involving 3D printing or accessories that hold large amounts of ammunition. Any of the suggested measures would simply be added to Australia's numerous extant gun controls, which are already among the world's most stringent. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.